in Queens, and it's kind of tough all over the world with turmoil no matter where you turn.
Imran Anwar is a political analyst and expert on Middle Eastern affairs as well as international affairs, and we have the pleasure of welcoming you back, Imran, to New York's Morning Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It is always great, sir. Let us talk about the president's message yesterday and his plan for Palestine. What's your take on it?
Well, quite frankly, I had been expecting something better and something more clear-cut, rather than this wishy-washy kind of conditional vision that could take 300 years.
300 years?
Well, quite frankly, when you look at it, there are so many conditions set in there that it's almost like one party is expected to give in. I'm no big fan of Yasser Arafat, as I've said in the past, but if we are sitting here telling the Palestinian people who they should elect or they should not elect, and the fact that they have to ensure that there is no terrorism or no violence at all before a state can be created, that is basically setting conditions that are impossible to meet. For example, I could be walking down the street in Jerusalem, and if I push somebody to the ground, that is violence. I mean, technically, that should be grounds enough to delay the creation of the state forever, and that basically leaves the power in the hands of the terrorists or anybody who opposes even the peace deal right now.
What I find amazing is the fact that even when he addressed the question of the settlers, he went back to the conditions that existed before this latest conflict and not back to 1967 as being demanded by the Palestinians.
Indeed, I think this vision, as Mr. Bush calls it, I mean, he has more vision than his predecessor father had, but this kind of vision is not going to lead us anywhere except in circles, in a fog. And that is not a good situation to be in, quite frankly.
Well, how can, Imran, how can the Palestinians hold free elections when Israel is occupying their territory?
That's exactly the point. I am not saying that Yasser Arafat is the perfect example of a democratically elected
leader. I'm not even talking about Yasser. I'm talking about the Palestinian people.
Exactly.
We got to move beyond the leaders at this point.
Exactly. The thing is that how can you hold elections when the buildings that you would manage or govern something out of are being bulldozed? Even now, as I watch CNN and Fox News, both channels are showing images of people, tanks rolling through Palestinian areas. So I don't know how that sort of helps sell the vision of a Palestinian state to the Palestinian people.
No man is an island and no one issue can decide what happens in the Middle East, but how is this playing to the best of your knowledge among Arab governments?
I think this has been the worst of decisions to make because it has basically hardened and strengthened the position of the hardliners, the ones who are opposed to any kind of peace deal and who feel that the West has never been fair. This has basically just played into their hands. Even for Yasser Arafat, it really strengthens the hand of his opponents and not the ones who would be democratically competing against him in an election, but hardliners who would say, listen, these are conditions being set that cannot be met. That would be almost like saying that, listen, you know, the colored people or African-American people or immigrants in this country do not have really the same exact facilities and rights as the majority do. But we will not improve the condition of black and African-American people in this country until there are no crimes committed by black people in the city or in the country. That's never going to happen.
It is 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. The voice you hear is that of international affairs expert Imran Anwar.
Okay, it's Imran, it's December 2002, and we're holding an election in Palestine, okay? Will the Palestinian people vote to remove Yasser Arafat?
See, the point is that if you make physical conditions conducive to free and fair elections, he's very likely to lose. He's very likely to be replaced by other people. But if you set a condition, a precondition that you have to remove him before I'll give you your statehood, mm-hmm. We are basically dictating to them how we will give them freedom. That is not freedom. That is slavery.
1600 WWRL, it is said that the president spoke with a lot of the Arab governments who he's seeking to have cooperation from in order to remove Saddam Hussein. You think this will advance his position at all?
The funniest thing in the world, if it were not so dangerous and tragic, would be that he is getting views and opinions and support from leaders of countries who are not elected leaders themselves and who we keep in power for our own goods and uses.
It is 78 degrees, 650. We've been joined by Imran Anwar. Thank you so much for joining us, Imran.
Thank you so much for having me.
Everyone is crying.